Tom Paxton recently said that he enjoys songwriting more than ever, and he's been at it since the 60s. He was at the center of America's folk revival then, performing in Greenwich Village with the likes of Bob Dylan and others. His decades-long career encompasses over 40 studio albums, a string of children's albums, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, various causes, and it rolls on in 2013 with about 40 or 50 live performances booked for 2013. The next one is tonight in East Lansing at the 10 Pound Fiddle Coffee House. Tom Paxton, welcome to Current State.
Thanks, and it'll be great to be back in East Lansing.
That's right. You've been here a few times, right?
I have, yeah. I like it a lot there.
You recently said that you're having more fun writing songs now than you did earlier in your career, and I can understand how it might be as much fun as it was then, but how can it be more fun now after doing it all these years?
It's serious fun, for sure. It's perilously close to work. It's more fun for me because the more I learn about the process, everything becomes the process I love. I love the idea of looking for an idea and then of trying to develop it and going down false roads and maybe have a chorus that I like and can't find any verses that suit it, but gradually find them too. I'm much more patient now.
Okay.
Than I was. It used to be, you know, if you didn't write the song in 20 minutes, to hell with it. But now I have songs that I'll be doing tonight that actually took me a year or so between the beginning and completion. Just songs that I kept coming back to because almost in every case, I liked the chorus a lot. I liked singing the chorus, so I didn't want to give up on the song, and I kept coming back. And several songs now. It's taken me a long time to do, but I'm happy when I get them done.
It sounds like a fascinating process. You played the Gaslight in New York City when folk was really taking off in the early and mid-60s. What was it like to be at the center, or so close to the center, of that musical movement?
Well, it was exciting, and it was fun, and what no one really knows is that it was also a very insecure feeling. I mean, nobody knew if he or she would be able to keep doing this more than a couple years, you know. And I mean, I was in it for the long haul. I wanted to do nothing else but that, and yet I never knew if I was going to get enough work. Until, you know, several years went by before I began to see, well, okay, I can certainly do this for a while longer.
Yeah. What's it like going back there now?
It's interesting. I was actually back in the Gaslight a few months ago. It's reopened as 116 McDougal, and it's completely different inside than it was. So there was very little nostalgia attached to the experience. But it's wonderful to go back to the village and walk around, and the memories just come, you know, leaping out of every corner. And I remember, you know, old friends. I remember, Fred Neal and Tim Harden and Phil Oakes. So many old friends who are no longer with us, and I can remember where we were and the kettle of fish, the table that we all had there that was a kind of a permanent party that people would go and do their sets and come back and resume the seat at the table, and sitting at that table in the kettle of fish, which was right next door to the Gaslight, by the way. One night I was sitting next to Bob, and there was some argument going on with the other guys, and Bob said, "Tom, tell what do you think of this?" And he leaned over and he sang in my ear, "Gates of Eden" that he had just written.
Oh my!
And I thought, you know, I said, "Bob, that is a fantastic song. That is gorgeous." And another night I came in, we had this room upstairs in the tenement building that we stored guitar cases and stuff in, and we had a kind of a permanent poker game going in there. And I came in one night, and Bob was just finished typing this long poem. And he said, "What do you think of this?" And I read it, and I said, "What are you going to do with it?" He says, "Well, I don't know. What do you think I should do?" And I said, "Well, you should put a tune to it, because, you know, it's a great poem, but if you send it off to some, you know, literary magazine, they'll give you $25, and that'll be it." So the next night he came in to Gaslight. He would sing late at night at the Gaslight. He was never on the bill, but he was always there.
Okay.
And he got up and sang this song, "It's a Hard Rain's Gonna Fall."
Oh, my.
And I laughingly say now that, you know, when I hear it now and it gets into like the sixth or seventh minute, I think, what was I thinking? What? But it's a brilliant song,
Hard Rain.
It's a 20th century hip take on the Lord Randall old English ballad.
Okay. What song of your own are you proudest for having written?
Well, that's hard to say. It's hard to say. I guess if you back me against the wall, I'd say The Last Thing on My Mind.
Last Thing on My Mind. Okay, yeah. Certainly been recorded by so many people over the years, and one that everybody's familiar with. Is there a song or two you really wish you had written, as opposed to somebody else had written?
I would have to say Turn, Turn, Turn. I think that's a magnificent song. I love the credit on the song, Ecclesiastes Seeger.
That's right.
Let's
listen to another one of your best-known songs. This is our special guest this morning, folk singer, songwriter Tom Paxton, and a little bit of Ramblin' Boy.
And here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. Here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. In Tulsa Town.
Such a nice melodic track, Tom.
Thank you.
Is it still special performing it?
It is, yeah. I like to tell people about when I got up the courage to sing it for Pete. And a couple weeks later, he sang it in Carnegie Hall with the Weavers on a recording. I didn't know what to think. I was so excited about that.
You're off to London and Manchester and Scotland in a few days for some dates. What's the best part about performing live in 2013 as opposed to some point in the past?
The people, the response from the audience, the back and forth, that's what it's always been, you know, just a sharing experience. I find that the audiences in the UK are just like the audiences in East Lansing. I suppose perhaps there'll be a few more younger people in East Lansing tonight than my usual graying crowd, but it's the people that keep me coming. You know, I hate the travel. I'm going to hang up the phone here in a minute and leave for the airport. And I don't enjoy the travel at all, but it's all worth it when I can sing to people and have them sing with me.
Well, Tom Paxton performs tonight here in East Lansing at the 10-Pound Fiddle Coffee House. It's been great talking with you. Enjoy your visit back to town and continued success.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We have continuing coverage of the latest out of Boston on AM 870 WKAR. Keep that in mind. We'll be back with more of Current State after NPR News. I'm Mark Bayshore.
With a dark and rolling sea between my true love and me, I keep walking through this cold, hard town. While I wait for better days, I could use a place to stay, or a floor where I could lay my blanket down. If I could bear...